wooden thing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What else?
Well, a flower comes in kegs, you know.
What's bigger than a keg?
I'm going to find out what's bigger than a keg. I don't know.
Do you ever have a big...
Huh?
A big wooden...
I don't know.
What about a barrel?
Barrel, yeah.
How's that different from a keg?
Different what?
How's that different from a keg?
And a keg? Well, it's all the same doggone thing. Keg and a barrel.
Uh-huh. What do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Do what?
The things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Hoop.
And say on a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
Hydrant.
What about out in your yard, what you turn to get water out?
Hydrant.
And at the sink?
Hmm?
At the sink?
Well, they call them hydrant too.
And something that people make out of sugar cane.
I make syrup and make cane juice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What else besides syrup? What's similar to syrup?
Hmm?
What else do you have that's kind of like syrup?
Sugar.
Uh-huh. What about molasses
syrup.
Is that the same thing as syrup?
Same thing, yeah. Molasses.
Say if you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
Come in a jug, a can. You can buy it in a can, too.
Do you ever hear people talk about a stand of molasses?
Stand of molasses.
Uh-huh. Or a stand of lard?
No, I haven't, honey. I don't know what he called it.
Have you ever heard molasses and syrup called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Yes, I did that. Yeah, I did that.
But how would people use those words?
Well, you use it different ways. What I mean, you know, it sweeten things with or use it in the way they want to use it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was long sweetening?
Long sweetening. I guess that's why she sopped it or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about short sweetening?
Huh?
What about short sweetening?
Well, that's sweeten something up with whatever you want to sweeten. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you opened a bottle and then wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
Uh-huh. And if you were driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
whip.
And say nowadays if you bought something at the store for you to carry it in, the grocer would put it in a
shopping. You buy some at the store and they put it in sacks.
Uh-huh. What's the sack made out of?
Made out of cloth or something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or nowadays, some of them are made out of...
Don't go and find no honey.
Or just the brown... What'd you get at the grocery store?
Brown paper sack.
Okay. And something that feed used to come in.
A croaker sack, corn sack.
Uh-huh. That's the same thing?
Yeah.
Say if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you could take at one time?
Well, you can take 150 pounds of it one time.
Uh-huh.
No, it's heavy.
Do you ever hear people talk about a ton of corn?
Ton of corn?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I heard that too.
How much is that?
A ton. I think it's 7 pounds, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
And if you went outside and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you say you had a...
armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
half a load.
Do you ever hear people talk about a jag of wood?
A what?
A jag of wood.